Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m.
Breakdown. Hello, this is Ravelo. The
Breakdown. This is Sam Genders from Tongue. The
Breakdown. This is Jess from Penis. The
Breakdown. This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Laura Allover from Chemtrails. The
Breakdown. This is Jeff from Living Body. The
Breakdown. This is Christina Gesera. The Breakdown.
And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
Snooper kicking things off today, and that was called Guard Dog. You played you played one of those a couple of weeks ago, didn't you?
Not a Guard Dog. Yeah, what's the one I called? Album's called Worldwide, isn't it?
Yeah,
the track was called.
Next one you played the title track.
It was Worldwide. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Okay. My headphones aren't loud enough.
Turn them up.
You're here.
It's a rare occasion when I'm here with you in the studio.
It is. 3 weeks since you were last here
on my own. Yeah. I had no company.
We've done one, I think, in the last 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You're
not here next week, are you?
End of the road next week.
End of the road.
Exciting.
We have, it's a packed show today. Even decided what the album of the week is. Probably, I think we have. Maybe.
Have we? Mm. Greg Freeman, I think.
He's done it. But there are a huge amount of records out, bands gearing up for the autumn tours. They got new records from Hot Mulligan, Kerala Dust, Wolf Alice, Scott Levine, Royal Otis, Judy Blank, Winter. You've got more.
Are they all
well?
New albums?
They're all new albums.
Wow. Hand Habits as well. Not Baritalia. That's a single.
Oh, Hunks and His Punks as well. Do you want to play that?
Tullycraft, Winter. You said Winter.
Did say that. Maybe we stop there then.
Let's stop there.
And just
leave
them
wanting more. Get on with something.
Okay. You said Shopping.
Shopping. They've announced that they have. They are no more. They're splitting. No. But they've not released any music since 2020. So they've kind of been on a long-term hiatus. Given as a parting gift though now. Standalone single called White Noise. What was that, Joel?
I don't know.
Tell you what, I better close all those tabs.
There you go.
Something playing from somewhere, isn't there?
It's still there.
Still there.
It's this professionalism that I've missed.
Try again. Where is that coming from? Joel, there are no tabs open with any... Oh, no, I've got it.
What was that?
That was a Purity Ring track.
Oh, okay.
That has now stopped.
Has it?
It's in your head.
It's not stopped.
No, every time you fade it up, I'm trying to press put. Do it now.
What is playing?
There's two things. Do you want to play something next?
I mentioned Hunks and His Punks.
You did.
Brilliant name for a band. Walk Out on This World is an album out yesterday. This could easily be an album of the week. Play your White Lipstick from this and then something from Black Honey.
I'm going to leave and come back in and then everything will be all right.
Okay.
All right.
You are listening to the breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Kiss me. was real me. He whispers he wants to kiss me. His black and hate, yeah, and nose piercing. I feel his heart through his see-through skin. Us, my ghost, am I in heaven? Us, my ghost, I wanna drown myself in you. I've been living off the hunger. Don't make me suffer like I do. There's a vampire in the kitchen. I kinda wanna dance with him. I think I wanna dance with him. Think I wanna dance with him. Think I wanna dance.
That was Black Honey, Vampire in the Kitchen, from their fourth album, Soak, which went into the album chart. And number 31.
Did it?
Yeah, number 31.
Not bad. Yeah,
clearly on the back of the Breakdowns promotion, what we did last week. That and Ada Lee were our double album of the week, but Ada Lee was out 2 weeks ago. You're sorted now, aren't you?
Absolutely, 100%.
Hunks and His Punks before. Thought we played them before on the show. We haven't, so that was a new one from... the band, who are from, are they Australian, aren't they?
Probably.
I should have a look about that. But the album, which we played tracks from, came out yesterday and is called Walk Out of This World, and it's great. They've been going since 2011.
Have they?
Surely.
We've only just played them.
Yeah, that surprises me. Anyway.
Life is full of surprises.
It is. Greg Freeman is the album of the week this week. Second record for the American singer-songwriter, who I see here has been compared favourably to Mark Linkous of Sparkle Horse. Mm. His debut came out in 2022. Greg Freeman's, that is. I Looked Out was the name of that. And the follow-up is out yesterday. It's called Burnover, isn't it?
It is called Burnover, yes. And we both brought the same track, but we're going to find another one worthy of playing. Well, there are plenty worthy
Absolutely.
Of playing. Absolutely. Won't be hard.
Easily
it will
done.
Not be hard.
Easily done. Are you going to play it from there?
I've not got it lined up, so no.
Have you not got it?
I can do it in seconds, though, Joe. It's about time I pulled my weight, isn't it? Let's just put that in there, and if I press play, this will happen.
Yes. confused by the view.
Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Why won't you reach?
farewell single from Shopping. We got there eventually. That's White Noise.
It was really good. Greg Freeman was before with something from his Burnover album. And there'll be something more from that in the second half of the show. I reckon a double and then your treble seven. How do you reckon to that? What do you reckon about that?
I am well on board with that.
Okay. Shall we do a new album double? New release album double?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Jobber. Who are a Brooklyn quartet, put out their debut EP over 3 years ago now, and it's taken a while for their first LP to arrive, but it is well worth the wait. It's called Jobber to the Stars, and it's got a heavy wrestling theme all the way through it. Some of the titles, Raw is War, Summer Slam, Extreme Rules, Clothesline from Hell, but some very, very long song titles. So I've gone for one which is on the shorter side, Million Dollar Man. Towards the end of the album, does not let up, though. You're going to follow it with?
Yeah, would you like something twee?
How twee is your treble seven?
It's not twee at all.
That's allowed, then.
Good.
This is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
waking up in turnstiles next to you.
I'm shaken, mistaken.
Erratic in all orbits we spin. Waking up in turnstiles next to you. Could we resign ourselves to keeping just two rules?
I don't know.
For the Langston fools.
I don't know.
While the rest unspools. A suffered lads club kid who spent a misspent youth.
I don't know.
In a trade show booth.
I don't know.
But not sweet tooth.
Not we with feedback like that.
You fibbed.
Not fibbed.
We had Jobber First.
We did have Jobber First.
Jobber First was loud. Okay, I thought that was going to be off the loud balance to that double. You heard Million Dollar Man from Jobber to the Stars, the Chicago band's debut record. But then Tullycraft,
yeah,
brought the noise.
Indie pop band, forefathers of the American twee pop movement. Formed in Seattle in 1995. So I don't know I think 11 or 12 albums they've had. Anyway, the latest came out yesterday. It's called Shoot the Point, and that was Turnstiles.
Right, your treble seven time.
I've got to keep talking.
Which you've said already is not twee.
Not twee, in the slightest. So we're going to have tracks from Fascinations, Grand Chorus, Maggie Linderman, but I'm going to kick it off with a band who played Green Man last week where I was at, but I didn't see them. They are called Rocket. They are from LA. About to release their debut album. It's called Art is for Rocket, which is true. And this single came out this week. It's called Act Like Your Title.
Yeah.
The Breakdown. Treble 7.
That was a track from the sophomore album from Maggie Lindemann, coming out on October the 17th, called I Feel Everything, and that was Spine, new artist of the show, surprise for me. In the middle of that, you heard Fascination's Grand Chorus, standalone single from them, called Static Heartbreak, so we kicked it off with debut play for Rocket, from that album, R is for Rocket, out on the 3rd of October, Act Like Your Title.
All right. My longest song of the show now, but it's only 4 minutes 25. It was a single a couple of months ago, and we missed it. Completely missed it.
I wouldn't be allowed to play that if I brought that.
I know. Different rules, though. Scott Levine is on his fourth album now. He is an Essex-born singer and songwriter, and he's got a way with words about him. I'm going to play this track, mm-hmm. even though on cars, buses, bedsits, and shops, there is a track called Breakdown, but I don't think that's as good as this one, and I think this track is particularly good. So you're going to hear Cars from Scott Levine from that album, and then we'll double it up with something else.
I'll double it with something else that's not a cover. Because that's not a cover of Gary
that's
Newman.
That's not a cover.
No.
Ah.
Yeah. Just need John here to do that. I've got my own.
Brilliant.
Covers. No covers.
Cars. Lovely old cars. Lovely old, lovely old cars. Cars. Lovely old cars. Lovely old, lovely old cars. My second car was a Granada 2.8 Gear X. Council House Beige. 1978. The year of the ox. My stepdad got it off a fella he knew for £200. Some of my mates had XR2s, XR3s, and one even had an Opel Manta. But my Granada was the pride of the college car park. You see, you could get seven people in the back and still be comfy. The first night I had it, I did donuts around the roundabout outside the Pilgrim in Billericay. Slow motion, dregs of pints and newly cooked kebabs airborne. Zero gravity, not a care in the world. As the smoke from the tyres covered us in a theatrical mist. That new year, five of us drove to Scotland for Hogmanay. We left at midnight after rounding up drugs. Broke the world record for Romford to Edinburgh up the M1 without a speedo. Late night whoosh-whoosh past the rest. Dab of whiz, squidgy black, lucky dip in the bag of cassettes in the passenger footwell. At one point around 2 a.m. I was flagging and I demanded a Baywatch soundtrack. Point, I put my foot down again, carrying us all safely into the belly of a winter sunrise over Edinburgh Castle. A December silence, a come down, imminent. Cars, cars, lovely old cars, lovely old, lovely old cars. Cars, cars, lovely old cars, lovely old, lovely old cars. My fourth car was a Renault 4 lawnmower engine, 1984, powder blue. Chassis made of paper, smelt like a French cafe at midnight. Cigarettes and hormones, sweat and sausage. The first big journey, I drove up to the Lake District with my girlfriend. Slow lane, naughty soundtrack. Shoulder to shoulder, fresh love like apple blossom and new bread. We accidentally stayed in a gay campsite full of women, and some of them gave us nasty looks which made me uncomfortable. And there were no showers for me, so I bathed each morning in a stream made of ice cubes. But it was fresh, as we were consuming a lot of gin by night in a single skin tent. The car blew up half an hour after we set off for home. The hills had killed it. The first tow truck also broke down. So clearly I was cursed to live in a lay-by forever. But we ate Gary Bawdy biscuits and fig rolls. And the man who drove the second tow truck let us smoke weed in the cabin and was a big fan of King Crimson. Cars, cars, lovely old cars, lovey old cars. Cars, cars, lovely old cars, lovey old cars. Right now I've got a Volvo, 1989, red estate, tape player and no fuel gauge. Free kid seats for the free kids. Crisps on the floor, biscuit crumbs on the dash. All us singing Queen songs on the way to wherever. It's a car for people who like casseroles, moccasins and cords. But it smells like oil, four strokes. I bought one of those magic trees, fresh linen. But ain't no magic tree, just some smelly cardboard. But still, you know it's alright. And occasionally you see other Volvos on the road. And as we pass each other we wave. And just for a moment we are together. And I'm not quite alone.
You are listening, to The Breakdown, on Sheffield Live.
In this funny state, looking at the time, you're still wide awake, and I'm still feeling high. We've been right here before, the sky is getting bright. I know that it's different, 'cause you're always on my mind. You're always on my mind. You're always on my mind. And you're always on my mind. And we give it a minute, but we can't keep the time. I came to ask something, but the highway's speeding by. You know that I think it's funny, it's in the way you drive. I need you, I want you, 'cause you're always on my mind. And you're always on my mind. Always on my mind. And you're always on my mind. We're painting over, painting on me. Cover of the white, just make it go in the light. And we're painting over, painting.
Stella, who last year released their debut album Scream from New York, NY, been putting out a few standalone singles since then. That was the latest of those. That was Always on My Mind. They played at Green Man last week. I saw them. They were very good. The singer was wearing a sweatshirt and jeans. It was 28 degrees. He was regretting it.
Cars before, from Scott Levine's fourth album, Cars, Buses, Bedsits and Shops, which is out yesterday. Sorry, don't have an album out until 7th of November, but the fourth single from it, Echoes, came out last week. We didn't play it then, we will now.
I'm
That was Sorry, with the track Echo from an album coming out later this year. I'm going to go ahead of Hand Habits because this album by Corolla Dust is called An Echo of Love. That fits in perfectly. This was given to me, well, my heads up this morning by a friend of the show, Isabella, sent this through. There was an album last year by Corolla Dust, which was excellent, but An Echo of Love came out yesterday, and the track I'm going to play from it, I think it's the first one on it, Echoes of Grace. Yeah, we'll do this, and then something by Hand Habits.
Something from the Habits album, yes.
This is Dan Mangan, and you are currently listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Nicely done.
Bluebird of happiness.
Third album from Hand Habits is called Blue Reminder, and that was Bluebird of Happiness.
All right, one more in this hour to go, and it's going to be New York City's band Calvin. Bloodsport is a single that came out yesterday, from a preview from a single album called Anything Can Be a Hammer. And
flip those around.
Is it either way?
The band's called Bloodsport.
Bloodsport, is that what I said?
You said it was called Calvin. Yeah, play it.
I'll play it. Bloodsport's Calvin.